Be'ezra Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek HaBa'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam's Hichas Kiddush HaChedish, Laws of Sanctification of the New Month in the Sefer Man Book of Designated Times, which although we're discussing here great secrets in the celestial bodies, however again, as we always say, the main purpose, the main objective is really for the Halachas of Kiddush HaChedish, which in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding the place of the moon in its course. As Rambam gets Halacha off regarding the mean of the moon, which we have previously discussed that of the sun, now we're discussing that of the moon. Ha-yireyach, the moon, shnei mahalochim emtzioim yeshlei, actually has two mean paths that it has, which the course of the moon has different impediments, which affect on how quickly it goes. Sometimes it goes faster, sometimes slower. And it has two different means. Ha-yireyach atzme mesav begalgul kal. So, meaning the Rambam describes there's two different orbits. One is the external one that doesn't necessarily go around the Earth, and it surrounds the whole galaxy, and it goes from east to west in the opposite order of the Mazalis, which goes from west to east. And then you have a second orbit, which is the epicycle, which is a smaller cycle, which does not go around the whole world. And the moon goes in a quicker pace of, in this, it goes inside the orbit of the larger orbit, and the smaller one goes every single day from west to east, according to the Sefer of the Mazalis. So the moon itself goes around Begalgul Kalten in a small orbit, She'ein Makif HaSa'olim Kulay, that does not surround the entire galaxy. Now, the path of the mean path of the moon in that smaller orbit, that's considered the mean of the moon inside its course. Now, this small orbit itself, goes around in a larger orbit, that encompasses the whole world. And the mean of this path, Shalgagul HaKot, meaning as we're describing of the small orbit, but Isa Gagul HaGadol inside the larger orbit, Hamagav HaSa'olim that surrounds the whole world, when the Kriyam Tzayirech, that's considered the mean of the moon, because the place of the moon is established not through its movement around the smaller orbit, but rather through its movement of the smaller orbit, which is what the moon is, within the larger orbit. Now, Mahalach Em Tzayirech B'yem Echad, the path of the mean of the moon in one day is Yud Gimel Milus, 13 degrees, Vyut Chalokim, 10 minutes, and Lamal Heshnius, and 35 seconds. Samanim, the mnemonic for that is Yag Yola, which again is 13 degrees, the Yud is the 10 minutes, and the Lamal He is the 35 seconds. Halacha Beis, Nimtzah Mahalcha Basar Yom, comes out that his path in 10 days is Kuf Lamal Alf Milus, 131 degrees, Umemim Chalokim, 45 minutes, Vachamishim Shnius, and 50 seconds. Simanim with the mnemonic is Kola Mahan, which again, Kof Lamed Aleph, there's 131 degrees, the Mem Hei minutes, and the Nun seconds. The Venimtza Shedis Ma'alach, it comes out the leftover of its path, meaning, as we've said in previous Prakim, we subtract the 360 degrees, which takes us back. We just want to know how much further along, and the entire circle of a circuit of this is 360. So the remnants, after taking that away, Bekuf Yom in 100 days, will be Reish Lamed Zayin Malis, 237 degrees, V'lamed Ches Chalokim, 38 minutes, V'chof Gimel Shnias, and 23 seconds, which, although in the calculation of the mean of the moon in one day, the Rambam didn't count the fraction, but in the calculation of 100 days, he combines, because it comes out to the total of 3 seconds that he adds into this calculation, which Samanim the Nemalik is a Ralaz Lach Kag, which again is the 237 degrees, 38 minutes, and 23 seconds. V'nimtzis comes at She'edis Mahalach Ba'elavyem, that the remnants of its path, again, subtracting 360, in 1,000 days, is Reish Yud Vav Milus, 216 degrees, V'chavka Melchalokim, and 23 minutes, V'nun Shnis, and 50 seconds. Samanim, its Nemalik is Reyoy Kagan, again, the Reish Yud Vav Milus, and the Chavkim Machalokim, and the Nun Shnitz. Nimtze comes at Sheiz Malochet B'yur Alafanyim, the remnant of, again, to know where it is further along in this path of 10,000 days, It's Gimel Ma'ilas, 3 degrees, Nunchas Chalakim, 58 minutes, V'chav Shnias, and 20 seconds. It's Nemanik is Ga Nach Ka. Again, it's degrees, it's minutes, and it's seconds. And then it comes at Shedus Malachi B'chavtas Yem, that the remnants of its path in 29 days, because the calculation of 29 days is significant for what we're really discussing on Beis Halachas, like we said, for seeing the moon, as we described in Perek Yibes Halacha Aleph, is Chav Beis Ma'ilas, 22 degrees, B'shish Chalakim, and 6 minutes, B'nun Bob Shnias, and 56 seconds. Simon Ves Namanik is Chav Vanu, 22 and the 6 and the 56. V'nimtza comes at Shedus Malacha B'shanah Sdudah, that the leftovers of its path in a regular year, meaning where there's 354 days, where it's Chadashim Ar Kesidron, Malichaser, Malichaser, is Shin Mem Dalad Ma'ilas, is 344 degrees, V'chavav Chalakim, and 26 minutes, Mem Gemashnias, and 43 seconds. Simonim Lehem, the Nemanik for that is Shadam, Chu, Mug, again, degrees, minutes, seconds, V'der Chazur, Tikpa, L'chominion, Yom, Meshom, Shatirtz. And that's the way you continue to double the amounts along this path, however many days or years you want to calculate. Halacha Gimel continues with the course mean, the mean course. Mahalach emtza masl. Now, which we described already, this emtza masl in the beginning of Halacha Aleph, the way the moon goes in this small orbit is called the emtza masl. Now, the path, the distance that it goes b'yemecher in one day is Yud Gimel Ma'ilas, 13 degrees, or Shleish HaGalakim, 3 minutes, Menun Dal Shnias, and 54 seconds. In other words, this path, this mean path of the moon in the small orbit, which Saman Metznamanik is Yag Genad, which it's the 13 degrees and the 3 minutes, and the Nad, the 54 seconds. Nimtzum HaLucha Ba'asoryum comes at its path in 10 days, is Kuf Lamed Ma'ilas, 130 degrees, Lamed Tetz HaGalakim, 39 minutes, Balishnes without any seconds, which Samanim it's mnemonic is Kal Lat, which is again degrees and minutes. Menimtza comes at Shadis Malach Bamegim, the remnant of its path in 100 days is Resh Chav Vav Milas, 226 degrees, Rechavtes Chalokim, 29 minutes, Nun Gimoshnias, and 53 seconds, which here also the path of the Emtza Masl in one day, the Rambam picks a round number in 100 days. So there is a difference of 7 seconds. So that affects the calculations. Which it's mnemonic is Rakav Kat Nag, again degrees, minutes, seconds. Nimtza comes at Shedus Malach Ba'elavyim, that the leftover of its path in 1,000 days is Kufdal Nilus, 104 degrees, Nunchas Chalakim, 58 minutes, V'chamish Mishnias, and 50 seconds. Simonim it's mnemonic is Kad Nachan, which is the 104 and the 58 and the 50. On the seconds. And then it comes out, Chase Malach of Aseret Alof Miyam, comes out that the remnants of his path in 10,000 days are Shinchov Tes Milas, 329 degrees, Umemchas Chalakim, and 48 minutes, Esam Shneis, and 20 seconds. It's Namanakid, Sheket Machak, which is the 329 degrees with the Memchas Chalakim and the Chav Shneis. And then it comes out, Chase Malach of Chav Tes Yom. Again, the primary thing we want, the remnant of his path in 29 days, Yudchas Milas, 18 degrees, Menun Gimel Chalakim, 53 minutes, Badal Shnias and 4 seconds. It's mnemonic is Yach Nagad, which is the 18, the 53, and the 4. Halacha Dal now regarding the what we call the Emtza Yireich, this mean of the moon for when its visual is. Nimtza comes at Shedis Malacha B'Shanah Sdudah, that the remnants of its path in a regular year is Shin He Milus, is 305 degrees, Vyud Gimel Shnias, Balei Chalakim, and 13 seconds without any minutes. Which is the manik is she yag, again the amount of degrees and the amount of seconds. Mokoyim emtza yireach, the place of the mean of the moon. Hoyi betchilas l'chamishi. So that was in the beginning of the night of Thursday. Shu'ikul l'cheshbain eselu. That's the starting point of all these calculations, as we really described this in the beginning of these parakim, which all just started on Perek Yud Aleph, which this idea was mecha halacha tazayin over there. The mazal shor and the mazal of shor. Mala achas, 1 degree b'yudal t'chalokim, and 14 minutes, Umem Gimel Shnias, and 43 seconds, which Samanim, it's Samanik is a Yad Mug. Now, the mean of its course, which again we already described what that is, Hoy Bekazeh was at this starting point, was at Pei Dald Milas, 84 degrees, Lufchav Ches Chalokim, and 28 minutes, Umem Gimel Shnias, and 42 seconds, Samanim, it's Samanik is Pod Koch Mab. Now, Me'acha Shetei de Mahalachem Tzayirech. Now, once you know the course of the mean of the moon, And the mean at its starting point, which we just described, shalav toisav, then on that you'll add on, you'll know the place of the mean of the moon at any day that you want, just like you did for the mean of the sun, which we described in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel. Now, after that you calculate the mean of the moon, the beginning of the night that you want, then contemplate regarding the sun, and know which mazel it is in, because again, the purpose of all these cheshbonos was to know the seeing of the moon, as we said in Perek Yudalef, and specifically, as we say, Halacha Yizayin, but in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the place of the mean of the sun that comes out according to the calculation will sometimes be in exactly in the beginning of the night, for example, like Mazal Tla. Sometimes it'll be an hour before Shkia or after it, as we said in Perek Yudalef, Halacha Gimel, because the length of the day changes and depends on the place of the sun in the mazalis. So, you have to know in which mazel it is. The Rambam continues, Halacha, hey, in Moisa Shemesh, if the sun was, which this is the next point that we're discussing, Mechatzi Mazel, Logamad Chatzi Mazel Tleh, let's say it was from the half point of the Mazel of Pisces until the half point of the Mazel of Tala of Aries. So Taniach, you'll leave, Imtza Hayudeach, the mean of the moon, Kameishuhu, as it is, because Shkia, sunset then, is at 6, which is the place of the mean of the moon. Now, let's say, however, if the sun is from the half point of Mazel Tle until the beginning of Mazel Tome of Gemini, you're going to add on to the mean of the moon, Tesvav Chalokim, you're going to add on 15 minutes because the day is getting longer and Shkia is getting later. Now, if let's say the sun is in the beginning of Mazel time that we described until the beginning of Mazel Aryeh of Leo, then Teisav Alem Tzayirech Tesav Chalakim, which there's manuscripts that actually seemingly should say 30, you'll add on 30 Chalakim. Now, when Tiyash Shemesh Mentchil is Mazel Aryeh at Chatzim Mazel Basul, now moving along the constellations, if the sun will be from the beginning of Mazel Aryeh until the beginning of Mazel Basula, Virgo, Teisav Alem Tzayirech Tesav Chalakim, then you'll only add on to the mean of the moon 15 minutes because the day is starting to get shorter. And if the sun is going to be from the half point of Mazel Basula of Virgon at Chatzim Mazel Maznaim until the half point of the Mazel of Maznaim, then you leave the mean of the moon as it is. Now, here we're starting to go in the other direction. That if the sun is from the half point of Mazel of Maznaim, Atchilas Mazel Keshes, so then Tigramaz Me'emtza Yirech Tezvachal, then you're actually going to subtract from the mean of the moon 15 minutes because at this point the Shkia is starting to become earlier before 6 o'clock, and that same measurement that it was delayed from Chatzi Mazel Tla until Atchilas Mazel Tla, that's now the inverse, and therefore you subtract 15 minutes. Let's say it's from the beginning of the Mazel of Keshes until the beginning of Mazel of Dli. Then you're going to subtract from the mean of the moon 30 minutes. Now it's going to be the sun from the beginning of Mazel Dli until the half point of Mazel Dogum. Then you'll subtract from the beginning, from the mean of the moon 15 minutes. Now, Mashiach HaEmtza. Now, whatever the mean is going to be, after you add on or you subtract, you leave it as it is, as we just described in the previous halacha. That's the mean of the moon, after the sun sets, around 20 minutes, meaning around a third of an hour, which sometimes it's a third of an hour, sometimes less. At that time that you calculated that the mean would be, Zeronika, that's what's called Emtza Yirech L'Shasriya. That's the mean of the moon for the time when it's going to be seen again, because that's the whole purpose that we're trying to figure out for these halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh, when the moon's going to be seen.